and try to take care of the other one. You know what I mean? That's how we planned it, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you plan any more, having any more kids, or is that it?
I think that's it. You know, we haven't planned on having any more, but if it happens, it, you know, it just happens, you know.
You're a little girl, man.
Yeah, yeah. I told her that, but she don't agree. Yeah, yeah, they're from Georgia.
Except for your grandfather,
he started from Georgia. Yeah, he's from Georgia too. Okay. Yeah, he's from Georgia. He died. And my grandmother, she died like 5 years ago.
This is your mother's mother?
Yeah, my mother's mother. And my mother's father, he died a long time ago when I was young.
So your grandmother had a pretty long life.
Yeah, she had a long life. She lived to be like, I think 91 or something like that. And my my great grandfather, he lived to be like 102.
Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing these stories about people who lived to be this old.
Yeah, and on my father's side, his father lived to be like 100 and something. I don't know, 100 and something. So it's like, I just hope that's in our bloodline.
You know what I mean? Great, huh?
Because my mom is like 73, and she looked like she's like 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she stays so active, and you know, she's been a part of this community, active in the community a long time, you know. So she's got a good thinking mind. I know it's gonna hold up, you know, because she just finished school. You know what I mean?
Right.
College, you know, and you know, theological college. It was harder than I expected. I was like, man, you know, it was like. It was hard because it's not like, you know, like regular school. It's like stuff that you don't have no idea about. Yeah. Like theology is the study of God. So, you know, it's like, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, people read the Bible and they can't understand. What if you're studying it? You definitely can't. It's hard to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot. That's why, I guess that's why I went 1 year, you know.
So did you not finish?
I finished the course that I was taking. You know, it's a lot more. Yeah, I'm going to go back. Yeah, I'm going to go back when my kids get a little older and, you know, I have more time on my hands. It's hard. You know, it's hard. It's hard.
Okay. Let me get to my next set of questions. Okay, so tell me a little bit about, there's a couple. Tell me about your wedding. That's what we haven't
said. Wedding?
Describe your wedding.
Yeah.
like all the stuff that happened.
Okay, we got married when I came back from the war. We got married the next year.
Okay.
And we were married at my first church, which was Greater Piney Grove. Nice small wedding, but it was a pretty big reception. That's how we planned it. We had it at the Holiday Inn in Decatur.
What was the wedding party itself like? Who was there?
Brothers, all my, you know, at the actual ceremony, it was just... immediate family. Well, it was supposed to be immediate family, but a lot of people showed up, you know. But,
How many people walked down the aisle and all that?
We didn't have like bridesmaids and all that.
Okay.
We didn't have all that.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. Just the two. Well, just where her father, you know, her father escorted her down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already down. I just had a best man, which was one of my brothers.
Okay.
And, her father escorted her down, and we just had a nice, you know, small wedding. But we had a big reception with all the fixings and all that, you know.
And that was, where was that, did you say?
We had it at Greater Piney Grove.
At the church.
The church was at, the reception was at the Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn in Decatur. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice, and we just, you know, afterwards, we just went up to the room and stayed there for the night. Because, you know, we didn't have much money back then, you know what I mean? We ain't got much money now, but we didn't have a lot of money back then. And we didn't want to, you know, be one of those couples like,